I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A judge has dismissed the case against a former Colorado sheriff's supervisor charged in a wide-ranging corruption case. Juan San Agustin was indicted in May of 2016 after a probe by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. He was accused of coercing a woman who was involved in a domestic dispute with a deputy to recant her story. Former Sheriff Terry Makita and former Undersheriff Paula Presley have also been charged in the case. November election ballots are heading out to voters across Colorado this week. And as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, there's no statewide ballot question this year.
Local issues, including tax and education questions, will dominate the off-year election. Voting will take place in all but six counties. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams says many counties have adopted new equipment that allows the county to verify electronic votes after an election.
So that's an important security issue, particularly when you look at concerns of hacking or other issues.
Williams expects low voter turnout compared to presidential election years, which have the highest. Next year is the governor's race. Williams says that's the second busiest election. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland.
Firefighters from 20 agencies around Colorado are deploying to California today to help fight the wildfires that have been devastating that state, according to the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. A second group of firefighters and engines from Colorado could follow later this week. I'm Mike Purcell, and this is 91.5 KRCC News.